USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in suburban Denver, Colorado are investigating a shooting at a school. Douglas County Undersheriff Holly Nicholson Cluth says there are injuries.
Had a school shooting at the STEM school in Highlands Ranch. This school has about 1,800 students, K through 12. We have two suspects that are in custody, and there is tentatively a third suspect. They're still clearing the school, so we don't know that yet, and we have multiple students that have been injured.
Lawmakers expressing a lack of progress on disaster relief for millions of Americans affected by hurricanes, floods, and wildfires. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst.
We are still struggling to get a package together to move forward. This is really important not only for a lot of our southern states, but also for the folks in the Midwest that continue to suffer.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says a bill needs to be passed as soon as possible. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Dems and the GOP continue to clash over the Russia investigation. The latest from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says when it comes to the special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into possible Russian meddling in the 2016 election, it should be declared case closed.
Stop endlessly relitigating a two-and-a-half-year-old election result and move forward.
But the top Senate Democrat then took to the floor, Chuck Schumer slamming McConnell for saying case closed on the investigation and saying that Republicans are circling the wagons to protect President Trump from accountability. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Georgia's heartbeat abortion bill is now a law. Republican Governor Brian Kemp signed the LIFE Act into law on Tuesday morning. What the law does is make abortions illegal once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, which is usually around 6 weeks into the pregnancy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, use my promo code USA.
As eating habits continue to change in the United States, what can we do and how can we improve them? Bea Wilson joins CBS This Morning and takes a look at our eating habits and describes some of the history of how we were fed and how our meals were planned.
We've got this huge surplus of calories in our diets, which in a way is a wonderful thing. It was something that our governments quite deliberately planned for after the Second World War, when people had suffered terrible hunger and scarcity. If you look back to 1950, half of all people on the planet were chronically underfed. Now it's something like one in nine. That's a miracle. That's a sort of fairy tale about food. But the thing that they forgot in this focus on quantity was quality. And we're paying the price now. So you have people suffering simultaneously from obesity and undernourishment.
And regarding protein bars, B says...
Well, my question is, why is it called a protein bar and not a sugar bar?
I totally agree.
That's one of the enigmas. Another enigma is, why are there just so many of them? I mean, did you know, and this staggered me, on the market in the US, there are around 4,000 different protein bars. Mm-hmm. Why do we need 4, that
000,
many?
4,000, yeah.
4,000, and yet there's only one kind of banana.
B also says, don't worry, it's not just the United States that's fighting the battle of the bulge. It's overseas as well. And the Dow is continuing to slide as investors weigh the possibility of President Trump hiking tariffs on Chinese goods. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.